Hey, this is Muck Dog from themoneygoround.com. It is a Friday, TGIF, November 9th, 2012. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. I know it's been a couple of weeks, actually a little longer since I've last done an audio boo, and time kind of flew with the election stuff and Halloween, and my brother had a birthday in there somewhere, so it's been a little crazy for me. And I wanted to wait a couple days after the election to kind of simmer down and maybe be a little bit more reflective and less reactionary to what happened on Tuesday. But anyways, it's been a couple weeks, right? Halloween was great. I still got lots of candy. I didn't have many kids. It kind of rained here. I don't know. And then, I think the last time I did an audio boo, I thought Mitt Romney was going to win this thing, and I didn't even think it really was going to be that close. I was convinced that we needed to go into a new direction, but the country didn't. And I have to hand it to the pollsters. You know, the pollsters really, you know, pretty much nailed this thing. I mean, I guess it was within the margin of error, so, you know, some of them had Romney up one, or most of them had Obama up a little bit, but some of them had Romney up. There was a few outliers, but for the most part, the ones that had the Democratic sample size, you know, plus a pretty big number, were right. They were right. The Republican surge never happened. And I think we saw that the last few days of Rasmussen. I think Rasmussen poll went from, you know, Republican plus two or Republican plus four down to Democrat plus two. And they ended up being way off, or maybe they ended up Democrat plus four, because I think it was plus six or seven, right? So there was more of a Democratic surge than the Republicans. It looked like the Republicans kind of stayed home. I've been reading a lot of the analysis about what went wrong, what went right for Obama, and you got to think their ground campaign's a lot better. And my bottom line is, I think that the demographics of the country have just changed, and I'm not really even talking about racial demographics, although that's probably one of the main reasons. But I just think that if you look at our country, you know, there's just a lot. The growth is in the poor folks, right? People coming into this country, the birth rate among people coming into this country, it's just higher than the old guard, right? So I think we're seeing the expansion of those making less money. And, you know, we're seeing the people that, you know, the people that are better off, they don't reproduce as much, and they're declining in population. And I think that's really the main reason. And so, you know, going forward, I think it's going to be difficult for the Republicans to really win a national election. And I think a precursor to the national scene is California. I mean, look at California, which, you know, used to be a red state, you know, and now it's like, man, the Republicans don't have a shot. It's just not possible anymore. So, you know, Mitt Romney always pointed out during the debates that the average income has fallen the last 4 years. And, you know, thank you, President Obama. But really, has it really fallen, or is just there an expansion of the population of people who make less money? Are people actually losing wages, or are the people who make wages, the people who make less wages increasing in population, and the people who make more wages decreasing in population? And that's my thing. So I don't know what the Republicans do. My thought is that the people who are, you know, less well off, you know, they want the benefits. They want the food stamps. They want the school lunches. They want, you know, blah, 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 and they want other people to pay for it. So instead of talking about this from an Obama versus Romney kind of thing, it's over, it's done, we got to move on, we got to take a look at stocks, we got to take a look at investing, because really that's what it's all about for us, right? For those of us who are left and want to try to make money no matter what the political scene is. So right now, you know, since the last time I audio booed, I had a buy signal on the black box, and I put it on the blog, and I didn't audio boo about it. I don't think I audio booed about it, but I had a buy signal, and that was the week before the week before Halloween, and so I went all the way back into the stock market aggressive, and that was the end of the week, so the week before Halloween, that Friday, before the hurricane shut the market down, and I went back into the market, and at first I thought, yay, I mean, the market was closed for a couple days, right? And then after Halloween, the market sort of rallied, and I was feeling pretty good about the rally. And then the election came, and boy, the market really, really sold off. Now, we could blame whatever we want to blame. If you want to blame the election, that's okay. There's a fiscal cliff coming. And when you think about the election, we really just elected the status quo. The Democrats retained the presidency, they retained the Senate, and the Republicans retained the Congress. So nothing really changed. So we're going to continue to have gridlock at least for the next 2 years. And if we have a big old recession and a stock market crash between now and 2014, the Republicans might pick up some more seats in the House and the Senate. We'll see. So the stock market crashed, and now, I think I'm down. Well, I'm probably still only down like about 1.5%. I dumped my low beta stuff. I put my cash to work. I am in some high beta stuff. I didn't go hog wild. I mean, I did do some NASDAQ 100 kind of things. I did do some small caps. Did some small caps. Small cap growth, small cap, just diversified, really, to be honest with you. No more utilities. I still have some dividend-paying stocks, and I'm actually thinking about dumping those just because of the fiscal cliff coming and the way dividends are going to be taxed, because I do have some of those sitting outside of tax-deferred accounts. Remember back in the 90s? Back in the 90s, before Clinton cut the capital gains tax rate to 20%, the big thing about investing outside of tax-deferred accounts was tax efficiency, right? You don't want any distributions. You don't want dividends. You don't want capital gains. You want these tax-efficient mutual funds, right? And that was even before the ETF heyday got going. So you wanted these tax-efficient funds that didn't distribute a lot of their cash to you, right? So you didn't have to pay taxes on them. But then when the capital gains tax rate changed, or the dividend tax rate changed from 20% to 20%, and then under George Bush to 15%, then it's like, well, do I want to just pay the 15% tax rate? It's pretty cheap, right? Because if you put it in an IRA if it's in a 401k, then you're going to have to pay your income tax rates on that when you withdraw it. So there was kind of a, well, you could go either way kind of thought on tax efficiency. But now with the fiscal cliff looming and dividend taxes going up and the Obamacare on top of that, I think we could see some sell-off in the dividend stocks as people either reallocate those to IRAs and 401ks, or they just eschew those and go straight to tax-efficient ETFs and tax-efficient mutual funds. Back to the future, right? Back to the past. So, anyways, that's a thought there. So we got the fiscal cliff coming in January, and that's where taxes go back to the rates before the Bush tax cuts in 2000. Remember, Obama's extended those, and right now there's a big debate on what to do about them. Remember back under Clinton, I think only 23% of people paid no income tax. And then under Bush and Obama, I think it grew up to 49%. 49% don't pay any income taxes. So if everything expires, there's going to be a lot of people back on the tax rolls. And there's some argument, hey, let them back on the tax rolls, let the tax rates go back up. I mean, Clinton balanced the budget under those tax rates. So that's one talk. I mean, I don't want to pay higher taxes. And if you're listening, you probably don't either. Obama came out today in a press conference and said, hey, let's not raise taxes on the middle class. And I think John Boehner mentioned that, Republicans are willing to compromise. But to me, it looks like gridlock. It looks like it's going to be waiting down to the last minute before they decide what to do. So tax rates could be going up, dividend tax rates. You got Obamacare taxes. In states like California, where I'm at, there's a supermajority now that can pass taxes. Before, we were limited in the ability to raise taxes because it required a supermajority vote, and the Republicans had just a few seats. Well, after this election, they don't anymore. Democrats have the majority, so the state's running $20 billion deficits, and they will have an easier time raising taxes. So I suppose that's the road we're heading down at the state level, at the national level. That's what seems folks have voted for. And that's the demographic thing. There's just a lot more folks out there who want to be on food stamps and assistance and have government benefits and that kind of thing. So, there's more takers than makers, as they say, and that's growing. And eventually, what did Maggie Thatcher say? Socialism works great until you run out of other people's money. And that's kind of where we are. For the stock market, we are in a historically bullish period now. Like I said, I got a black box buy signal the week before Thanksgiving. The week before Halloween. And if you look at it, this is the period now in November and December where we usually see a Thanksgiving rally and a Santa Claus rally. And the stock market so far had been mirroring the presidential election year pattern, I think, up until this week. I think it took a little bit of a setback, but it doesn't mean it's over. You know, if Congress and the president can agree to some package, if Ben Bernanke can come up with some other kind of stimulus package, or, you know, we're just a few words away and a contract agreement away from having some of these issues resolved. Europe is still out there. I mean, I don't think things are getting better in Greece. And there you go. You know, let's talk about Apple stock a little bit. You know, the iPad mini launched last week, or was it 2 weeks ago? But anyways, it launched recently. And actually, it was last week, right? Because I was toying with the idea of going down and getting the latest and greatest iPad and trading the one I bought in March, trading that one in for cash, and just upgrading the newest one. But I went and played with one, and they were available at Best Buy. I could have got one. But I thought, you know, it doesn't seem that much faster playing around with the apps. And so I said, I think I'll just keep mine. And, you know, the iPad mini is coming out with does not have a Retina display. And I compared it to my Google Nexus 7, and my Nexus 7 looks a lot better, even though I prefer the Apple iOS. But, you know, the performance on the Nexus 7 is certainly a lot better. And I don't know. I think we'll see how it goes. We're seeing the stock really tank the last, you know, it was over $700. And now it's, what, in the 500s. And it's hard to believe. So, and there's been some shakeups at the company and losing some staff and that sort of thing. So a little uncertain there, right? A funny thing happened on the way to 1,000. But we'll see. They're still going to have a great quarter with the iPhone 5, and I'm going to go get one in a few weeks. I dropped my iPhone in the pool, but guess what? It still works. It was only in there a split second. My reflexes are still fast. I was able to get it out, but it acted screwy for a couple of hours, and you know, I didn't think about throwing it in a sack of rice, but it does seem to work okay. Anyways, hey, I'm going to let it go. I'm going to do another one over the weekend and talk more about stocks and current events. I did want to talk about politics. I am a little bit dismayed. I really like Mitt Romney. I think he was the smartest thing to come along for quite a while, running for the office. And I don't know if it's because he was a Mormon or you know, whatever. I don't know what the reason was, but you know, he got fewer votes than John McCain, which I really can't figure out why, because I think Mitt Romney was, you know, 10 times the candidate that McCain was, even though, hey, you got to love McCain's patriotism. But as far as the economy and jobs, which I think is the number one issue, I'm just surprised that he didn't win. But Obama's our man. Another 4 years, and hopefully we won't have a sovereign debt crisis here at home. Hey, thanks for listening. Again, I do appreciate it. Hey, I hope you're having a great one. See ya.